I'm gonna make this the last mental one. The other embellishments will be physical, so I don't want to get too mentally taxing. But this is the same as what we just did, except it's four notes, which is a little easier because it locks into the beat. So suppose you start again at the guitar out of tune. Sorry. So this is four notes. So you start on the sixth string, eighth fret with the first finger, and then you play four notes instead of three after it. So I mean three notes after that for a total of four. Here we go, like. So it's a four note pattern, do it with me.
Okay.
And then you just target the next note like we did before. But keep in mind the starting note is your target note. And then the next note will be the next note in the scale.
Okay.
So 3, 4. 3, 4. Yeah. You got it. Let's see if we can put all that together without any gaps. All right? And it'll sound like this. What that does is it gets you to play the notes out of order a bit more. Because you have to do tip and roll. You go from... Tip and roll means you play on... When you have two notes on the same fret. Same fret, but a different string. Adjacent string. You tip and roll. So you don't hear them both. Like, you shouldn't press them both down. Like, unless that's the effect you want. So very good. Let's do that again. The four note pattern. 3, 4. Yeah. And dig that. Dig how that sounds. Right, you hear that all the time. I don't know if I could. I'm a little sloppy. I can't really do it that great, but. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
And so on the way back, let's do one going on the way back. I'm gonna choose the first finger on the second string, eighth fret. I'm gonna do four notes going backwards, like. Now that's the target note is this guy. So the next target note is that guy. So. Yes. Alright, so just those two. Like, first. And then. Alright, so first, second string. Alright, together.
Oh, okay.
So second string,
yep.
Eighth. And now the next target note. Yeah, do that a few times. Sort of mentally keep the target in your head. Good job. Keep going. Now, see if you can put those together without any gaps. It'll... Awesome. Good. And then you use that all the time when you play lines like... Gets you to play notes out of order. If I said just play notes out of order, you could, but when you develop patterns like that, the muscle memory takes over and you don't even know you're doing it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all great stuff right there. Really good. Practice threes and fours. So there's three things we did so far. We did the reverse order, sort of ascending and descending thing. Do that in every position. We did three notes per scale, ascending and descending in every position. That'll keep you... You can easily do each of these for, you know, a week. One pattern per week, just, or more, you know. I'm condensing it down quite a bit. In the next bit, we're just gonna review some of the elements you already know, like hammer-ons and pull-offs, string bending, and double stops and things.